Genesis 1:28 proclaims, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Genesis 49:25, "Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb." Psalms 127, 3 through 5. "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that had his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Psalms 139, 13 and 14. "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." Proverbs 31, verse 10 and verse 28. "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." Thank you, my Father. Isaiah 44, 2 through 4. "Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jehoshaphat, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses." Isaiah 49, verse 15. "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee." God will not forget. What he has said he will do, beloved, he will do. For he is not a man that he should lie. Luke chapter 1, verse 42. "And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Your children, your seed, your descendants have a call on their lives. God has a plan, beloved. He has a plan for your seed. Exodus chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Beloved of God, you have God's covenant promise to you that you will not have a miscarriage, for you shall not cast forth your young, nor shall you be infertile or barren. You have God's word to you that you shall carry your seed and your child full term, and you shall give birth to a healthy baby. Believe, receive it, expect it. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon them that hate thee. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 through 11, and verse 19 through 20. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. John chapter 16, verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. And you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Beloved, God says, ask. I encourage you today, as husband and wife, come together and ask God. He said, hitherto have you asked him nothing. He said, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 and 19 declares, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. He said, if you just come together and agree, he says, it shall be done for you. You have the word of God. You have God's promise. He says, it shall be done. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Beloved, Sarah was beyond the age of childbearing, but she had a child. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Absolutely not. All you have to do is believe. Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 21. "Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform." Beloved, Abraham didn't stagger through unbelief. And he was 100 years old. He didn't even stagger at the deadness of Sarah's womb, and she was beyond the age of childbearing. No, he knew that God was faithful because he had a covenant. He had God's word. He had God's promise. And so he held fast to the God's promise to him. And in the end, he had a son. And so shall you, if you believe. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." God is faithful that have promised you. Genesis chapter 25, verse 23 and 24. "And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb." God will give you the secret petitions and desires of your heart if you believe him, trust him, and not give up. Against hope, believe in hope, because he is faithful that has promised you. Hebrews 13, verse 8. "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." God hasn't changed. What he did for Sarah, he'll do for you. Just believe. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, With man it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto them, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Blessed and highly favored of God, your covenant includes being fruitful and multiplying. It doesn't matter what report you have received. If you refuse to believe any report that is contrary to the Word of God, God will honor His covenant promise to you. So believe the report of the Lord. God's word declares that He has blessed the fruit of your womb, and that includes the seed of your husband and your womb to carry that seed full term and to give birth to a healthy baby. God will grant you the desires and the secret petitions of your heart. For nothing is too hard for the Lord. If you believe and refuse to doubt, God will honor His word to you. Put your hand on your womb right now and close your eyes. If you are believing for a child and to become pregnant, see yourself pregnant right now through the eyes of faith. See it with the eyes of your faith. Feel the beauty of your child growing right now within your womb. See yourself looking into the eyes of your beautiful new baby. Listen. Can't you hear the sounds of your new baby's sweet little voice? Such beautiful sounds. Beloved, your Father loves you and will give you the desires of your heart. Remember this. Nothing, absolutely, positively nothing, is too hard for the Lord. Do not fret. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. If He did not withhold His only Son, but freely gave Him for you, how much more shall He freely give you all things to enjoy? And yes, He wants you to experience the joy of childbirth and raising children. There's joy. This is a part of your covenant. God has blessed you to be fruitful and to multiply. So believe it, receive it, and fully experience.